So I've been thinking about the baptisms that were a few weeks ago now, and I was thinking about the excitement that was on that day, and how if someone who didn't know what baptisms meant or didn't know anything about Christianity came in and looked at everyone, they would have probably thought we were bonkers. Maybe some people who were there thought that we were bonkers, I don't know. But to those of us who've been baptized, it's exciting. And I've just been thinking about why is it exciting? So, my thinking is it's exciting because you know that someone's realized that they're forgiven, and you know that their life is going to change. You know that they've realized that their life is worth devoting to God. And because you've done it, you know that's exciting. Do you remember how exciting it was at the beginning? Maybe some of you, it was just a natural progression. Maybe it wasn't a big step. For me, it was exciting. I mean, I got saved when I was 7. I remember committing my life to God when I was 7. But then I hit hard times, I think I've shared before. I hit hard times when I was a teenager. And then after that, I made the decision to really commit my life to God. Like, really, this is it. I've messed around long enough. I'm going to go for it now. And that was where the adventure began. Me and Steph got married 7 years ago, and our wedding was really exciting. I was really excited to be marrying him. I loved him, obviously. I still do. But my love for him now is deeper. It's changed. At the beginning, it was new and exciting, and now I love him more because I know him better. And I've grown to depend on him, and I know through experience that I can depend on him, that I can totally trust him. I think the baptism is like the wedding. It's the celebration of what you're doing. And then there's the marriage. And you just live everyday life, and sometimes it's just normal. Sometimes you share experiences like holidays, and it's more exciting, and you make those really great memories. So the adventure begins at the baptism. My adventure with God started when I was quite young. I didn't get baptized when I was really young, but I still say that's when the adventure started, because we had an adventure as a family. I'm sure. Right, let me start from the beginning. When I was young, we didn't have much money at all. My dad worked really hard, and my mum couldn't work because there was 5 kids to look after. So just sometimes there wasn't any money. And my dad tells me that one day we were sat at the dinner table and we literally didn't have any food in the cupboard. So they laid the table and we prayed and we asked for food. And at that moment, someone knocked on the door, and the local church had a bring and share lunch, and they bought food for us. And we hadn't told them we needed food or anything. We didn't even go to church at that time. Throughout my life, I got told that we needed certain amounts of money to pay a bill. And I was told to pray. And every time we had enough money, my dad would come and say to me, "We've got a check come through the post and it's the exact amount that we need." So there was always the need. And then we prayed and we saw God come through. And that to me is an adventure. So that carried on as I grew older. About 10 years ago, I went to Uganda and I worked with street children, and I worked at an AIDS clinic, and I worked in local schools. I was with a team, and throughout that 6.5 months, I saw God move so much. But I know it's because I was stepping out. And we prayed at the AIDS clinic for people, and we saw a man healed, totally healed of AIDS. I'm not sure exactly what was wrong, of an AIDS. I don't know if it's because he had the HIV virus. I'm not sure. Anyway, he was really, really sick, and he was losing weight. He couldn't eat. So he was dying. I found it really hard to pray because he just looked like he was going to die. And God performed a miracle, and that man started to eat, and he became well, and he started to walk around. We saw him walking around, and it was incredible. And there were so many times there where God used me. There was one time where we turned up to this, it was called a crusade. So it was someone had set up a platform, there was music and there was preaching. And we turned up, and because we were the white people, we were asked to preach. That's just how it went. But for some reason, they hadn't told us in advance. So I said, well, that morning, God had spoken to me about something, and I could share that. So I just spent 5 or 10 minutes sharing something that I felt God had put on my heart. And hundreds of people, it seemed like hundreds, gave their lives to the Lord afterwards. And I just thought, if I hadn't have spent that time with God in the morning, maybe he wouldn't have spoken to me about that thing. I wouldn't have shared that. Then those people wouldn't have got saved. And the really great thing about that one was that a church was being set up, and it was going to start that Sunday. And so those people were going to have somewhere to go where they could grow with God. So I've seen miracles, and I've seen God's provision. I saw when I came home from Uganda, we were having a Bible study, and we had a time of prayer afterwards for healing. And this man had said that he's had back problems his whole life because he has one leg shorter than the other. And so he sat down and we could see it, and his legs were like that. And I held his foot in my hand, and as I prayed, his foot moved my hand, his leg grew, and my hand moved with it. And I was just like, God has just touched where my hand is. It was amazing. Not only did I see it, but my hand was right there, and God's power was moving right there. So this is why I call it an adventure, because these things happen. There's been so many times where I've been in the right place at the right time. And not because I've thought, oh, I think God's telling me to go there, so I went there. Just where I happened to be because of where life led me, it turned out to be the right place. And God used me in situations. Even at work, I don't ask God to lead me specifically, but I work at Hazelwick School, and sometimes there's students who decide that they want to leave in the middle of the day, and they shouldn't. And I just happen to be sometimes at the right place, and I cross paths with them, and I can stop them and help them find out what's bothering them and help them, or send them to the right person who can help them. There's so many times in my life where I believe God has led me, and he's worked through me. And it's not about me. It's just that God uses us if we're available to him. If your relationship with God has grown boring, step out in faith and see what he'll do. It won't be boring anymore. I'm speaking to myself as well, massively. My relationship with God has been a bit boring lately, but that's my fault. That's because I haven't been spending the time with him, and I haven't been available to him. But I know that now that I've said I want more of an adventure with him, it's scary because I don't know. I know that he's going to do something, but I'm going to step out and see what he'll do, because I know that he will come through when I step out, because he's never let me down before. So the baptism is only the start. Don't be satisfied with a dull life with God. I don't know about you, but I need a new adventure.
You know, that so echoes so how I felt in the week. Time back when I was in Sweden, I were praying about, oh Lord, what do you want me to be? What do you want me to do? And I really felt, I'll be working with children, thinking, oh yeah, I'll be doing things in the church, in Sunday school and things. And it wasn't until, you know, actually as I retired from the work I did, that I thought, I've been working with children all these years and not really thought about it. But the other day, I was at the allotment doing a bit of digging and I was sort of praying, and I really felt the Lord say, you know, it makes such a difference what you believe about what you do and what my involvement is. And it's like he said, all the children that you had contact with, you know, that made a difference to them, because in you, I touched them. Whatever you believe that you did or didn't do, I was there and I touched them. If you believe that, that will make a difference in their lives. And I just said, Lord, I really want to believe that. And it just made such a difference in what I believe is, what he's done, actually. And it was just ordinary things. And I think, but that is what makes faith makes a difference. So the Lord, as you go, he says, as you go, you know, preach the gospel, heal the sick, raise the dead. That was the commission we were given. And ordinary things, if we have faith that God is in them, they will make a difference. One touch from the King. It's all it takes.